left him after our wedding was rice and stew. I placed the rice on top of the stew and refused to eat it. He said he has never been served that way and that stew should always be in a separate bowl or plate. We only have a few plates at home. But he still wouldn't touch the food. He also told me that no dirty clothes should stay away, should stay for more than 24 hours, meaning I have to wash clothes every day. Every single day. He insists the kitchen sink must never have dirty dishes in it. Everything must be washed immediately and the sink should be spotless. Another rule is that he should never see me in the house without wearing panties. Pints. Anadra. Pints. I told him it's my body and sometimes I want to be comfortable, but he says it's unacceptable. Finally, our bedroom must always be perfectly neat because, according to him, it's our meeting place, so the bed should always be made and room tidy. I feel overwhelmed. These are not conversations we had before marriage. Looking back, I'm beginning to understand why he always had reasons why I couldn't spend the night at his place while we were dating. Is my husband simply disciplined and particular about cleanliness, or is he becoming controlling? How do I address this before it affects our marriage? Susan Asha shared her mind. Susan, I'm still waiting for your thoughts. Give me more. 054-884-1039 We're live on Facebook. Nanadra, no, I'm not starting with, I just wanted to say hello.
Hi.
But why are you not starting with her?
By force.
Don't mind.
How is that? How do I want to consign you?
Ladies first.
No, Kini, this is my distance. Yeah, I will do. Hey, don't do that shit. Shed cry. Oh, Bamona, you just want me to speak plainly.
You have very, very weird viewpoints. Because how did we arrive at this destination?
What did he say?
I cannot repeat it, and I do not want you to repeat it
Wait.
Well, I'll tell you off air. From where to where?
Then why do you have this view?
No, how did we get to that junction?
How did we get to
at this junction? Missy, where ya? Missy, where? What is this? Oh no.
So I can go ride.
No, you can fly.
Then I'll fly. No, it's fine. So I'll fly.
No, I've been doing that to my brothers. Eh? They told me I'll carry it somewhere. Look at me. Shit.
Oh,
funny.
Shed,
please.
Fine.
I really want you to go, first because you know you sat down first, you were here first, and everything. So, okay. With all due respect, okay. Not that sure. You know, as your big sister, they like to bully you small,
that
but with
point.
All
it's
due
cool.
Respect,
oh, no,
I want
cool.
You to start today.
It's cool. You know, I always have to blame people when they are being treated badly.
Why?
Because people gives people the chance to be treated badly.
Yeah, I agree.
Now there is no way you will be told that you like Funua food too much if you are in your house. The only way people will tell you that you like Funua food is when you go to a Funua, let's say a Funua gathering where you are not being invited and you are fighting over food.
Sure.
So now you shouldn't blame people for their reactions. Always question yourself, how did I get here? How did you get here? You know, the point is that there are people who blame people for reactions, where we need to attack the actions itself.
Okay.
So when people maltreat me, before I attack the person, I ask myself, what did I do wrong? Because there is no way someone will just say, if I am not smelling.
Yes, sir.
Now, whatever the guy is doing is based on what the lady should have done before the marriage. Now, you know, the point is that you can't have every conversation before marriage. But look, I want our listeners to know this. Marry human beings. Excuse my language. And when I say marry human beings, I'm talking about people with conscience. Animals don't have conscience. They don't even know if they should fight by a soup. They don't know the food is going to pour on the floor. No, they don't know that. But human beings are supposed to know that. Now, whatever going on here is not about conversation. It's about conscience. Fine. And I want this lady to know that she was dating a boyfriend and married to her boss, not her husband.
Okay.
Yeah. So... Okay, now when it comes to marriage, When you're working for people, it's not communication. We give orders.
Yeah.
In the marriage, we don't give orders. We communicate. So the moment one partner is trying to give orders, then there is pride somewhere. So whatever the guy is saying is not communication. And the moment there are orders, and look, we have something called leadership in marriage. And we all know that the man is the leader.
Yeah.
Now, and as the man being the leader, our listeners, all men should know that you, the man being the leader, doesn't mean he's the most wisest in the marriage. There are men who have married women who are more, like, who have more wisdom. Not because naturally women are wise than men, but because it's divine. There are women like that.
Yeah.
So if you don't know the kind of woman you are dating and how to treat her, she'll feel controlled. And if you are with your wife and she feels like you are controlling her and not securing her, rather, then chairman, like, what are you doing is wrong. So the lady got dated a boyfriend and married her boss. And you shouldn't marry your boss.
Marry your friend.
Marry your friend.
Yes, sir.
So the man here is the boss now. So there is no husband here. It's just a wife and a boss. And it's either you stay in the marriage. I won't tell you to end that marriage. But it's either you stay in the marriage and listen to your boss's orders, or you get out of the marriage because you think you are with the wrong husband. Look, I always tell people that love is good, but it's better to be with someone who has conscience. Because look, even for a rich man to know that, my dear, you went into delivery, I want to bless you with a car, I want to thank you with a car, it is conscience, not money. Because people think people have to work all the time before they earn something. Yes, it's true. But sometimes you have to give people things out of kindness.
Yeah.
Now, so this guy is not a husband. And if he is doing this thing right after the marriage, then it's either a month after the marriage, then it's either he's been influenced highly, or they didn't really know each other before getting married. And when I speak about not really knowing each other, I'm not talking about the longevity. I am talking about how intense you guys were together. Because there are people who can date for 5 years, they don't even know the favorite color of their partner. They can date for 5 years and they don't even know their surnames. Oh no, it's real. There are people who still call their boyfriend babe. Hey, babe, babe. Look, there was a point in time I forgot my wife's name. Because I always call her baby. To the extent that my kids even call me baby. They don't call me that in the house. Babe. So as you're speaking now, everybody in the area knows that I'm babe. As to whether a babe near this time you're calling home. Say baby, baby. So the point is, you need to get to know people so well. You won't know everything about them. But getting to know them well is about finding out if they are human beings and they have conscience. Because new things will pop up the moment you get into marriage, which you wouldn't even find out during dating. So when you date a human being who has conscience, if those new things pop up, you both will know how to communicate it. And if it's positive, you'll find ways and means to grow it. If it's negative, you'll find ways and means to null it.
Yeah.
So my issue here is that the lady got married to someone who is not really human, who doesn't have conscience, and who thinks that marriage is about controlling a woman. And I'm ending with this. Leadership is not controlling. Leadership is always, you are even to serve.
Yeah, servitude.
You are even to serve. So the point here is that this guy is a proud man. He's not a leader. Because if you are the leader of whom, a leader always thinks about the subordinates. Whether their subordinates are happy. Because it should get to a time, Our Excellency John Dramani Mahama, it should get to a time, if there is no food in this country, the Ghanaian citizens should feed before he feeds. Because that is what he's supposed to do.
He's a father, yeah.
That is the point. So if you don't know this, then it means you are not a leader and you are not even fit to be a husband, not to talk of a father. Thank you.
This 1 month thing, they've been together for a month now.
Yeah.
Is it, she was asking, how does she manage it before it affects the marriage in totality? Because it's beginning to affect the marriage. Because if you're going to say that if I'm cooking and then by perchance, I mean like this, whilst I'm cooking, I like to clean up whilst I cook. There's some people that do like to finish everything and they take their time to wash dishes and stuff. Or maybe she might get tired and she might leave it. So that one to become fights. If I forget to lay the bed, you sleep on the bed.
So you see, AJ,
small rice where she puts the stew under the rice. No, that one too.
You know, AJ. So that is why I speak about conscience. If the man has conscience, no, on a regular, a woman who is even working, and is supposed and is going to close work around 6 p.m. and will get home around 7 p.m. with conscience, wait. Lyentre, with conscience, why don't I get her a house help? This is conscience. Wait, even if you are living with your mom and you think your mom is suffering, okay, then why don't I get my mom a house help if I have the strength? And if you don't have the strength, that is when you have to manage. Because if you can't manage, the point is that you can't get everything 100%, and if you want it 100%, then you would have to invest more.
How does she manage this right now? Because it's just a month.
No, she
1 month. No, she get the start. They happen.
AJ. The point is that she can't manage it. The man had to accept the kind of woman he has now.
Okay.
And know that this is your energy. Look, there are stuff. I think I spoke to my wife. Okay, she told me yesterday that I can't cook. I said it's fine. Oh no, like I can't cook, it's fine.
Yeah, but it's true.
Yeah, you can't cook. No, we don't do things. So this is humanity.
She's tired.
I get the point. So you marry people who have conscience, like they treat people as though they are human beings and not because they are animals. Yeah,
I get you. Let me come to my dad. Nana,
both of them are not ready for marriage, and yes, I don't know what people do during the time that they are dating leading up until marriage. And I don't know if they really do go for marriage counseling. Because these things, are they trying to say that during the time that they were dating, she never cooked for the man? To know that, and I know somebody like that, even with like swallow foods, banku, even with fufu, he doesn't like it when the soup is on the fufu. Yes. Yeah, that's how that's how he eats his soupy foods. Yeah. Banku in a separate bowl, soup in a separate bowl, fufu in a separate plate, like sano didi. And the reason why I say they are children is because this is something basic. Unless maybe they met in the afternoon and they got married in the evening.
Yeah.
So they couldn't have any of these discussions. But something as basic as I don't like my stew on top of my rice, how should it be a problem? Something as basic as leave the kitchen clean. As you mentioned, everybody is different. For me, I would like to finish cooking
and
eating. And then I'll wash the dishes, because in that case, I'm washing everything at once, at a go. Then I know I'm done. Na me yimen say fimo.
Mm-hmm.
Some people too, they wash as they go. Yeah. They use the blender, they wash it.
Yeah.
They use a spoon, they wash it. Mm. They use a fork. At the end of the day, the goal is cleanliness.
Shuffling.
The kitchen is left clean.
And tidy.
And tidy. Everybody grew up differently.
Mm-hmm.
I live alone. There are days when I wake up and then I'm feeling lazy or I'm running late. I do not lay my bed. But then immediately I move from my house and then I go to my parents or I go and visit a friend or whatever. When I wake up in the morning, I make sure to lay the bed because I know that it's ketsy. When we're all young, we read ketsy for boys and girls.
Definitely. These I still have a book.
I'm sure I would have it if I search through my things. These are basic things. Oda sori anopa, obe le bed, obe pra. You do this, regardless of gender. And then it brings me back to my point in saying that they are children who are not ready for marriage. Because these are very basic things. If you can't come to an agreement to some of these things 1 month into your marriage, what were you doing while you were dating? What were you talking about? Kissing and XXS. That's all.
What is XXS?
You meet on the bed, meet and greet, and then.
But she even said that during their dating period, he wasn't even allowing her to sleep over. So where's the XXS?
You don't need to sleep over before. Oh, the fact that they were not sleep, maybe they were going to hotels or he was going to her place. At the end of the day, these are conversations that should be had. I don't know what people are talking about in relationships these days. Have you eaten? I'm tired. How are you? Like, I cannot wrap my head around how this is an issue in a 1-month-old marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As to how she is going to manage it, maybe it's time for them to have the conversations that matter.
During a month into the marriage?
It's still young. 1 month, I will not say she should pack her bags. It's too early.
It's salvageable?
I think it's very salvageable. They need to have the conversations that matter. You should know, and I always say that, I don't understand how people are so entrenched in their rules. It's not that hard if I'm with Shed, and then Shed tells me, I don't like my stew or my rice. Uh-huh. An extra plate, a beye day.
No, but the thing has already been served. A beye day.
Wait, I'm coming there. An extra plate, a beyer day. The man too.
Money it has already been. Fee.
Oh, the plate is not one. It's more than one.
With the makeup back, I'm just saying something.
And her. The man too. Sometimes you should be able to, like, at the end of the day, is the food not going to mix in your tummy?
That's the point.
No, it's not going to.
Like, you see, that's the point. And like, these are inconsequential issues. Charlie, there are much bigger issues in marriage, oh, like than I want my stew or my rice. I want you to lay bed. The woman too, is she dirty? You don't know that when you wake
but as
up.
Now.
No, you see, now as I said, it's different when you're single. You know, when you're single and you live alone.
Yeah.
More often than not, sometimes I get home, I'm tired. I throw my handbag into my couch. My slippers is somewhere because last, now only me they stay. Nobody is coming to visit me. But then immediately but that doesn't mean I don't know the right thing to do. Immediately I get into a position where I am not the only one. I quickly switch and do the right things because it is basic courtesy. Like, it's common sense.
Yeah.
It's common sense that unwedrianeria, ubechuchin chensimo. It's common sense that. Oh, sorry, I'm not pa. Oh, bet lay bed. Like, these are things that I don't understand. And I don't think the man is being controlling.
You think it's being what?
Wait. I don't think the man is being controlling in the sense that maybe where he's coming from, these are the things. Everybody, you wake up, you lay your bed.
Mm-hmm.
They don't serve food together. I'll give you an example. Growing up, we all eat
together
we would eat together on the dining table on like special occasions. The reason why we don't eat on the dining table is because who clears the dining table becomes an issue. Yes, so my mom will serve the kids and we'll all eat, but my dad, we set the table for my dad. You put a plate, you put the fork, knife, spoon. If it's rice, the rice is in a separate bowl, the stew is in a separate bowl, there's another separate bowl where if he wants to dish extra and all those things. These things are like, it's not rocket science. Yeah. It's not a big deal. Maybe it's also an issue with how the man approached the situation.
Another thing.
I always talk about approach. I can look at somebody and say, you're a fool. Oh. And the person will not be offended because it sounds like, oh, maybe I know Diagro. And I can look at somebody and say, do you know you're a very, very foolish person? And the person will take offense because I think
with both is tonation and then the relationship you have with
and then people. Because of how you approach it, that's what I'm talking about, the approach. The man could have said, oh sweetheart, you know I don't like my rice and the stew in the same plate, but you, for today, once you've done it, I'm going to eat it, but the next time
I'm comfortable like this.
Or they wake up and he's like, oh sweetheart, come and let's lay the bed. Any wise woman
We'll pick on that. True that.
And you see, it all comes back to how I started. There are children who are not ready for marriage. Marriage, I've not been married before, but the little I know, human relationships demand a lot of compromise.
Yeah.
Conversation.
Unlearning and relearning.
Yes, ma'am.
Because we've all been socialized differently.
Yes, ma'am.
How I was brought up is different from how you were brought up.
True that.
But once we decide to come together in the union of marriage,
we pick on the good things.
We are basically like, I'm learning from you, you are learning from me.
Even
I'm
in regular day friendships.
Exactly. We learned from since them. I came here, there are certain things that unconsciously I've realized that I've toned down because the environment here is different. And there are certain things that I've also noticed that, hey, Nancy, at first I wasn't like that. Today I was having a conversation with Nathan and I was telling him that, oh, I want to learn how to say something because I realized that I don't do that a lot of times. That is what a wise person does. So one a wise person does. So 1 month there, I think both of them, they can salvage it. They need to sit down and have an...
Sometimes when you're entering a relationship, you find out that external people will try to tell you how to manage your home.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your mother would ask you questions like, "Inti, how is it going?" You know how mothers can be particular with their daughter's relationships. Like, do this, so make sure you wash well, cook well, don't embarrass her. So meanwhile, his mother's like, "Don't give him too much money. Don't give her this thing. Don't give her..." Or maybe his male friends say, "Chale." Maybe a male friend or a male relative who's had a bad experience could be influenced and say that, "Be stern, don't let her do this, be the man of the house." So he probably thinking that he's been the man of the house, is he giving orders?
Yeah.
Instead of having a conversation. What I'm trying, I'm arriving at is, during that early period of the relationship, 1 month, is it the time that you guys also sit down and get to resolve things you didn't know about each other, study each other some more, or you allow people to about each other, study each other some more, or you allow people to about each other, study each other some more, or you allow people to, you know, influence, like you lightly mentioned? Because I know
I've been heard counselors say that it's not advisable to give birth early, like in your first year of marriage, because you are getting to know your partner. Let's assume that we were doing strictly no intercourse and whatever. So I never spent a night at your place, neither did you. We get married and I realize that you are somebody who you bath and then you don't like to rinse. That thing is my biggest pet peeve. Why would you take your bath
and leave the soap
starts?
They call it scum.
All over the bathroom wall.
Or if you see the tap, that thing it's looking funny.
Annoys me. Or you squeeze toothpaste from the middle.
Ah, Jason.
Why are you doing that? Or you will take your bath and then you step out of the bathroom and then you leave everywhere chaka chaka chaka. That now you are married, you are waking up together, so now you are getting to know about this person. These are conversations that should be had. Some of them, no kreni nyamye nimni, you have to close your eyes. Some of them, wait, in the beginning you'd have to close your eyes, but then you correct the person. "Oh, Shed, why didn't you put the toilet seats down?" Or you bath together. Mudrayi no catch and say, "You know, when you're done bathing, it's good to like, you know, rinse the soaps." Everything is a conversation. If you people were able to say, "I love you, I love you, let's get married," why can you not? Like, I don't know, Bob.
Per what AJ is saying, there's something I always say. Nobody's leaving lovely. Everybody is living adjustingly. We adjust.
Yeah,
exactly.
Look, every marriage that is counting 30 years, 40 years.
Hey,
there's a lot of compromise.
A lot of sacrifice.
Hey,
look.
And closing your mouth.
That's why I said, AJ,
as you speak here, I'm on air. My wife is listening to me.
Hey, Sandy.
Look, as you speak here, I'm still 10 years in marriage. I am still complaining of always offing switch. No. Like, look, AJ, sometimes like I have to be very furious. Chale!
We are sorry.
Your wife is like me. I rarely turn off my switches.
Look, like, why do you have to go and charge your phone and know you have to on it? And after unplugging it, you have to leave it like that.
It's a long process.
We are sorry. Kilo day.
So, look, to a date, I'm fighting over this. Should I leave her for this?
No. She's the sweetest.
Exactly what I'm saying.
No. But you know, some marriages will collapse just because of this.
Yeah.
I will tell the story here. Akwanisi, Lanyiri, Enim, Tila, Tilapia, Lawintimi.
So you went back to the mother's place to go eat the food. I remember that one.
Me, like, I think that with those things, it's like there's been several incidences. So that becomes the last straw that broke the camel's
back. But why on earth will you even leave your wife who can build your company? A company you know, who can give you $1 million within a month just because she didn't drive bank well? What is your vision?
Look, what I'm saying.
Anytime I see, like every man has what they want, the specs they want on a woman. Me, I don't care if you don't know how to cook. I don't give a damn. But if you can't give me a business idea, you are not on your mistake.
We don't. I don't pay scarce.
No,
money makes the world go round.
So look, into we study mostly excuse my language if I offend you. In my manner, mostly, any woman now, or moon tampe, brabo, no moon tape, any woman now.
Hard working woman,
eh, or bar, eh, only median here. Because as we stand here, His Excellency won't want the first lady to know how to cook. What are you talking about? I want ideas on how I can manage Ghana. How do I do this? At once, like you wake your husband up, my dear. Why don't you think we do, like, let's do Ghana this way, let's do it this way. My dear, how much a channel president been already? And I'm coming. Ghana is on his shoulders. Look, so the man you marry determines the spec. Me, I don't care. The only thing I'm looking for is a lady who is beautiful and can give me ideas. Because if I should bring a Mukwi here, you will laugh at me, AJ.
Please don't call anybody Mukwi.
Oh, you don't mind. Hey, no, wait, hold, so wait, hold on. Hold on. How? Shed, when you get your name?
Oh, there'll be a call about Oban Kete. Oh, mommy, here.
Don't
you
die.
No, but no. Nanaja would laugh at him behind his back. No. You know me, I'll do it
so
to your face.
When I speak about Mukwi, I'm not talking about the facials.
No, but how she carries it's our thing. It's our thing. Yes. So don't explain to anybody.
From the face, how she carries herself.
Don't explain it to anybody. It's our thing now.
I want her to understand.
Because me, I don't like that term. No. I feel like it's a very derogatory
term. No. There was,
you know, based on how he and I relate, it's not that derogatory.
I get the point. Look, a lady will come here and will be eat. I may bring a lady here and she'll be eating fufu here. That is the point. Yeah. So wherever you are going depends on the kind of lady you want.
But let me clear the air. You know, I don't laugh at you behind your back. I'll do it in your face.
No, I'm not saying behind my back. When she leaves, then that is what I'm talking about. So where you are going to determine the kind of woman you want.
No one dear. Yes,
and you, the lady, where you are going. If the lady is listening to us, where she's going determines the kind of man you should marry. Give in for. Because there are ladies who want to be big, like, you know, entrepreneurs. They want to be business women.
Yeah, but they're not getting that.
So if you don't take care, you go and get a man who wants fufu from Monday to Sunday, then bear in mind that you can't go for your business meetings outside the country. So whatever kind of man you want, should like your spec, go and look in for your spec. So per what she is saying, which means that these two people are kids. They don't know what they want. And they don't know what marriage really entails. And look, sometimes staying with somebody is not about marital sense. It's about human sense. Say they are any partner.
Common sense. Oh.
Like human, that is why I call it conscience. Look, conscience, human conscience is far important than love and trust before marriage. Human conscience is far important. Because when people have conscience, they know how to treat issues in a matured way. Hmm. Yeah.
This thing is what we are saying, that we are laughing.
It's very serious.
It's very serious.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot that we need to take from it. Marriage is not child's play if you're not ready for it. And then there's a lot of compromises and a lot of, you know, sacrifices that need to be done. So if you can't sacrifice for the person that you've been saying you love for years, there's no need being with them. You can't protect them. You can't secure them. It's not about you being. I've always said this to my friends, that if you are in a relationship where you have to shout, "I am the man," guy be coming down. Yeah. It's not that deep. You see, one of the things I wanted to say this to you yesterday, and I wanted to know your thoughts on that. We usually say that, you know what the Bible says, that, you know, for a man you need to love the woman genuinely.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out from the men out there, do they really understand that?
Yeah.
Because if you love her genuinely, wholeheartedly, she sees it, she feels it.
Yeah.
Then the humility in there is down. Not all women, but a good woman,
a good and wise woman
will see it and then attach to it, and then it goes smoothly.
Okay.
You understand?
I want to add up something to what you're saying.
Yes, my dear.
When the Bible speaks about a man, I stand to be corrected, a man loving the wife. Now, love mostly comes with dealing with people who have errors. And look, naturally, most women have errors.
Yeah.
Every woman.
Every human being.
Every human being.
No, but like, as in, the number of errors, like comparing, like the like men to women, comparing the statistics, mostly, most women have errors as compared to men.
Shit, every human being has errors.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying that comparing... Most women have errors as compared to men. Everybody has errors. But if I should meet you right now, your errors may may be more than mine. Now, I am speaking based on the fact that when the Bible says a man should love a woman, which means that the woman will always put you at a point where you should hit her.
Mm-hmm.
The woman will always put you at a point where you tell her that, look, pack your things and go. So when the Bible speaks about a man loving the wife, meaning that irrespective of her errors, still be with her. That is what the Bible says. Because the moment the Bible says that, look, love this girl, meaning that there is a possibility you may not even love her.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are errors. So if you always want to project the errors, so if I see men who tell me that, otisa, enti mindona, you don't love her.
Now, why not so much cry? Why are you? Yes. That's what we say. It's not the person is not holding a gun to your head.
Yeah, so I saw me so call just a shot, but Okobo shirt. I get him.
Oh please.
No. So I just want men to know that most women, every human beings have errors, but yeah. Most women mostly have. Like there are sometimes I tell my wife that I've given birth to 4 kids. She's my firstborn because to me they say .
Who's the first one?
My wife.
You are her first one.
Me.
Yes.
Because sometimes she can do stuff.
Yeah, both of you are.
You are really sure you also do stuff.
That she, lies.
No, you're there. There. Yeah, you'll be there. There should be. Be there. I'm sure there are times that he does and he goes like,
really?
No. Then are you okay? We can't ask you something like.
No.
Like.
No.
Bokodie.
Then that is. A woman in a man's form.
Oh please! You see, that's why when you were making that statement, I was trying to correct.
No.
Everybody, no, you can't say that women have more errors than men.
No.
Don't mind that. Wait. No. You see, my thing is, these days, everybody has an opinion. Opinion are like noses, right? Everybody's got one. Everybody's going to share.
But age, so right now, like, are you on my side or?
No, I'm on everybody else's side. The thing is, the difficulty we're having with a lot of these relationships is, like you said,
yeah.
Who are you dating?
Uh-huh.
We don't. Sometimes I feel like we rush into it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Things I learned the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain friendships that shouldn't have ended in marriages.
Yeah.
There's some friendships that shouldn't even end up in the bed.
Should just be friends.
Be friends.
Yeah.
No matter how atao.
Yeah.
Don't take out your panties for the person.
Yeah. If in a course you are married, but something happens, that's cool.
Kelode.
Like Esther.
No, we
are. Why are you looking at me in that?
We are trying to live holy lives. The goal is to make where heaven. Amen. Thank you. Excuse me, I'm not finished. And then the other thing is, when you actually want to be with somebody,
yeah.
Make sure you're having real conversations. Not ta ta ta. No, not that the sex was good, because it's different when you saw. You see that hair. No,
let's try this.
No, mommy, I don't know. Mwadiye crowd. No, mwadiye
da da da.
But sell now, ma on into you think she's so respectful.
That is speak about love and trust.
You understand
me? Yeah.
Yeah, because emotionally we're getting carried away. And learning how to manage those things in a relationship, Charlie, because your wife will test you. Oh God, your husband will test you too. So if you don't have the patience to deal with it, then I don't think in that marriage is your thing.
Yeah.
You're not ready.
Counselor Oscar Sripi has said this a dozen times. Counselor Adofoli has said it. It's not a child's play. Yes, you can be childish with each other and be playful. Because what is a marriage where I can't make one mistake for you to say, hey, you let the things in the sink. You see, I did it for me. Say, oh, baby, but
you see?
You understand me? But it has to be everything on the woman's shoulder. Or, oh, Charlie, babe, I sorted out the electric for him to be happy, because at that time, maybe now he was cash-strapped, so yeah. You helped him out. There are so many lessons to learn from it. Being in a relationship for 30 years, and they tell you how they fought at some point, they weren't talking for a week, for a month, or somebody annoyed them. There are some people that they are still in a relationship, excuse me to say, they haven't fought because they are afraid of the guy.
No, it's true.
Because yeah,
it's true.
She can't do the do whilst he's in the house. She has to go to. Then you are telling me in a relationship, auntie, you haven't been able to let go of it. You don't have to be perfect in a relationship. It's two imperfect people coming together. So yes, he might be disciplined. He might be very, clean. He might be the OCD type that makes sure his place is clean. You understand? But then again, he needs to learn to compromise.
Exactly.
And it's salvageable.
Yeah.
They can talk about it.
Yeah.
If they can't do it together, then they should do counseling. Counseling, there doesn't mean anything. It means you are receiving help.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people say that now you, the therapist, say he has more problems. Yes, they do, but professionally, they are there to listen. Sometimes the therapist will tell you that they had a breakthrough on their own situation when you started talking.
Oh, yes, yes.
So it's not a place where you are being judged. It's a place where both of you are sharing ideas, and they are allowing you to, you know, go into your mental inconsciousness so that you can think of. No, because
and even if it's OCD, the therapy would help
both of you, and then you both can stay clean. Because me too, I have my small encomiums. I have certain particular when you open my room, man, you can see everything. No, everything is laid. Just when I get into my room and something has been touched, I know, say, I know. Somebody entered my room. If I know that somebody sat on the bed, if I sat here, I left, that is my, I sat here, I left that here. So, and my kids are away. When I get into the house and something is wrong, I know. My kitchen right now, ne, as I left it, it is wiped down, clean. Everything is in its place. So when I enter and I know that my daughter has done, I said, "Girl, what did you do?" I know. And I know who did it. And I know when you're like this, when somebody comes in, you need to learn to compromise. Yeah. And it's something we all have to learn every single day. Yeah. That one day. Even when you're married safe, you're all growing, and you're not growing. If you're not growing together, you're growing differently, and new habits are setting in, new things are coming in. Yeah. You understand?
And you're also outgrowing.
Outgrowing certain things. And your other partner realizes that, oh, you used to do this, you stopped. Wow. Oh, I like this new habit of yours. It's sexy. Because every day you have
It's sexy.
Yeah, it's sexy. You have to evolve. That. Sandra. Please,
he needs to
shed head, but you don't know. Say church voice, it's okay. Let me end this.
What do you mean by church
this
voice?
Is not controlling, my dear sister. And don't feel overwhelmed. Cleanliness leads to somebody said, cleanliness leads to godliness. Most wives want to react things.